Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph Halachas of Bishul on Shabbos. And Vashel B'Shabbos, I also Echad Mishar Malachas. Person did any of the Malachas on Shabbos. B'Meizid also Loi LaOilom LaChei Muta LaMoitzi Shabbos Miyad. If he did it B'Meizid, he can never have an offer from that item. And for other people, they could have an offer from Muta Shabbos. B'Shoigeg, if he did it unintentionally, also Loi LaYoyim Gam LaChayim. On Shabbos itself, nobody could be nennet from it. L'erev muter gam loy miyad. You could immediately after Shabbos have an offer from it. Since it was on the shaking, they made a knas not to use it on Shabbos, but after Shabbos it can't be nennet. In parentheses it says, V'mamalein Yehuda lasis malacha v'Shabbos, see beforehand. It's more stringent if you tell a goy to do a malacha, because then it's also even after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes for him to do it for you, or for you to do it yourself, because we don't want you to gain anything by the fact that you told him to do it on Shabbos, because maybe you're going to ask him to do it again. But when a Jew is doing the malacha, we don't have that concern. There are opinions, though, that if a Jew is a non-religious Jew who doesn't care one way or the other about doing malachas or not, that there may be a tzad that if he does a malacha, even though he's doing it b'shogeg, be also to be nennet from Matzah Shabbos, also the amount of time it takes to redo it. It shouldn't be nennet from it. L'maisa is another point over here. The Mishabru brings, this is the opinion of the Mechaber. But there are Achreinim and Rishainim that are more lenient. And they say, if the malacha was done b'shogeg, then you can be nennet even on Shabbos. And the Mishabru says, if there's a mokim atzorech, there's a need for this, that somebody did a malacha b'shogeg, that you can't be nennet from it. So if you're visiting somebody and they're not aware of all the Hilchos Shabbos, and by accident they did something that's halachically considered a type of bishul on Shabbos, if there's a mokum atzayach, then there is room to be lenient and be nenah from it. Mishnah Berurah says that even though one is not allowed to be nenah from the thing that was cooked on Shabbos, but you can't be nenah from the value of it if it was sold. He also brings Rishayim that say that if somebody cooks something on Shabbos, then in a situation that the food was usur, then the pot itself is also becomes usur. It was vashel b'meizid, it's usur even after Shabbos. So then the b'liyos of the ma'aser Shabbos are also usur.